Delegation will take note of the question and answer is in writing.
2 minutes, Madam Chair. I'm very well aware, Your Excellencies, about the Nairobi peace process, but I want to make sure that in the ongoing peace process, the Nairobi peace process, that you include women in leadership positions, in decision-making positions, because in my own examination of the Nairobi process, I have seen a conspicuous absence of women. The same with the ways in which you have articulated so movingly the ways in which you have envisioned rape not only as a form of physical violence but as a form of mental and psychological violence, and the ways in which you have incorporated Security Council Resolution 2467 and its elements on survivor-centric, trauma-centric, intergenerational approach. But I want to stress the importance of documenting and collecting evidence and women's narratives for future legal action. I also wanted to validate the ways in which you addressed protecting the protected areas of the Congo Basin. This is the largest rainforest in Africa, the lungs of Africa. It is part of the world's heritage. It is part of the common humanity. So it is important that it is protected as part of the sustainable development goals. And then finally, I wanted you to also address Security Council Resolution 2475, which you did touch on, but it is more than children born of rape. It also engages women and girls in conflict resolution and the peace process. So we hope that those elements are also expanded upon in your work. And then finally, 2 points that I wanted to touch on, and I hope you do enumerate on that. It is the fact that you have talked about the Makala prison sexual violence cases and the ways in which this wave of sexual violence in the carceral system continues to see the linkage between sexual violence as a chronic problem in during conflict and outside of conflict in Congo's prisons. So how do you apply the Bangkok rules and the Nelson Mandela rules in the carceral system? And then finally, Your Excellencies, we laud the fact that in 2019, you suspended the death penalty. But on the 5th of January this month, you revitalized the death penalty in order to address the wave of gang violence. I do want you to reconsider that position. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madame De Silva.